that young, well, young man when I met him, Bernard Carr. He was a very good friend when I was a student. He came to give a lecture at our global conference some years ago. But he was also a very close disciple of Professor Hawkins, Stephen Hawkins. He was also a theoretical physicist. And he was one of my friends. But the other thing we used to do together was actually search for ghosts in the Psychic Research Society in London. And together with the person who was actually leading us at that time, Dr. Tony Cornell. And Tony just used to have this wonderful business card. He would show everybody, and it was the head, and it was official, the head ghost hunter of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And he really was a ghost hunter, but every now and again you'd see articles written by him in the papers, and some of them would be reprinted here in West Australia. The one thing he always said was whenever he investigated ghosts, the real ghosts, that always took a professional magician with him. Because a professional magician knew how people could be tricked. And he said the professional magician was so smart, he could see people trying to prove there was a ghost there when there wasn't at all. And that made his life much easier. You always actually see what is explainable by natural phenomena, first of all. But then sometimes things aren't explainable. But no, most things are explainable. So anyway, now is the time to do the wonderful calming our mind down. And so we don't need to think about ghosts right now. And anyway, in all my experience of being a monk, seeing real ghosts, there are real ones, they're always very kind and caring, looking after people. Maybe they're a bit confused sometimes, but none of them are really malevolent. So they're just like other like creatures in this world, other beings who just seek for peace and happiness. And when we know how to be peaceful in meditation, then we can give that happiness to others. So now's the opportunity to be peaceful. So closing your eyes. Bringing up the awareness on your own body. And learning how to relax the body. It's a basic exercise of kindfulness, mindfulness together with kindness. And starting with your legs, make sure you relax your legs by awareness and this care. The care which makes sure that every part of your leg, from your feet, your ankles, calves, knees, thighs, is in a good position. It's not just for physical comfort. It's also for building up these skills of kindness and awareness. And once your legs are pretty comfortable, mine still need to be adjusted. That's good. Once your legs are well adjusted, then move to your butt, your bottom. Bring up the awareness of the pressure of your muscles and your butt on your cushion or chair. to ensure that they're comfortable and at ease. And when you are mindful, you find that mindfulness does give you the ability to get feedback. You get to know how these muscles in your body work and how to create some peace and comfort there. Sometimes we have these wonderful meditations of loving kindness. May all beings be happy and well. And I do that to my body. May all parts of me be happy and well. May they be relaxed, at ease. My belt is a bit tight, so I'm going to loosen that one. Then your back. Many people have back pains, sometimes from bad posture. But it's here right now, so how do you feel on your back? If you can relax your back some more by either leaning back onto the backrest or leaning forward, finding the best position for your back. And if there's no position which is comfortable, wherever you are, so zoom in, focus in on the irritating part. Really focus in on it and give it lots and lots of kindness. Kindness, metta, does take away so much tension, which makes the pain much worse. So loving kindness, taking away the tension, makes it feel much more relaxed and at ease. And move up to your shoulders, relaxing them. Bringing them to a state of peace and ease. The more you do this, the more you understand how your body works. And how to create a posture, a physical position of maximum comfort for yourself. And you go down your arms, past your elbows and wrists to your hands. Adjusting everything as you go. Aware, kind. Till your body feels really at ease. And then you move back up to your neck. Make sure the head on top of the neck is well balanced. And the head, noticing the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. And letting them come to a state of ease. You can notice just if you scrunch the eyes up, there's a tightness in those muscles. Now loosen those muscles. And you find you can choose to relax all the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. And your face feels at ease. And with it, many of the emotions inside, especially the negative emotions, become calmed down. I think last week I added on just imagining, just visualizing, just taking your poor brain out from the skull, just imagining it, lifting up the top of the head like a lid of a box on a hinge, taking your brain out, putting it by the side just to give it a break. 10 minutes, 15 minutes of rest. Because we overwork our brain. Everything else can get a rest. But to get your brain to be at peace, so it doesn't need to make decisions. It doesn't need to think and work out the meaning of life. You can just relax and rest and enjoy peace with nothing demanded of it at all. Just a visualization, that's all. And then you experience your body as a whole, relaxed to the max, sitting here. And as I notice my body just sitting here, I can notice if there's any tensions or irritations anywhere. I've just got a tiny irritation in my digestive tract. Just focus on it. Zoom in on it. Give it so much kindness to relax all those feelings. Until the body is totally relaxed. As I mentioned, and I keep repeating this because it is important, see if you can notice the delight of relaxation. The pleasant feeling which comes when you're more relaxed than usual. You don't need to be totally relaxed, but more relaxed. The delight of freedom from so many irritations in your own body. And you'll notice that being aware of that pleasure of relaxation just makes the relaxation deeper, more solid. And when you're ready, just to notice the peaceometer in your mind, how peaceful or how irritated, disturbed are you? What causes peace to grow in your mind? What causes irritation? In this meditation, you don't need to think and worry about the future. So I often say, and it helps this consideration, that now is where your future is being made. This is the only time you have to create a good future by being here, resting, relaxing, being aware and being at ease in this moment. And not bringing up the past. Please learn from the present moment how to rest and relax and enjoy the emotional relaxation. being here, not going anywhere, not trying to get rid of things, just being in this moment. At peace with this moment. If you find it difficult to be at peace in the moment, try caring for it. Whatever it is, it's teaching you something. It's here, so the best we can ever do with this moment is to stop and listen with care and attention, with kindfulness, and experience what happens. Soon you'll be able to notice your breathing. The breath comes in, breath goes out. I'm watching the waves on the beach. If it helps, you can imagine as you breathe in peace. Imagine peace, however you conceive it. Come into your body and mind with every in-breath. And as you breathe out, let go of any negative physical problems or emotional problems. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? These last minutes of the meditation. Use our awareness to see what worked and what it feels like. I don't mean by words, or direct experience of the peace inside of you and the relaxation of your body. And how delightful those two feel. Now, we'll ring the gong 3 times, as usual. And at the 3rd ringing of the gong, it's time to come out from the meditation. Very good. Okay. So if you want to have a stretch or a scratch or a cough or whatever, please do so. Those inside who need to go to the toilet, most welcome. And in a minute or two, I'll start this evening's Dhamma talk.